Hey, welcome to Black Politics. Today we're going to talk about if it ain't sexual, they, white men, don't want you, black women. I'm going to say that again. If it ain't sexual, they, white men, don't want you, black women. Okay, black women need to know this before they date a white man. Because first of all, you really shouldn't be dating white men, especially with white supremacy running wild like Hulkamania. You know, and that's pure white supremacy, especially in wrestling. That is pure white supremacy. But I feel like females in hip-hop, like Cardi B and Megan Thee Stallion, Nicki Minaj, I'm not going to talk about how they dress or, you know, how much cleavage or how much leg or how much of their body want to show. That's up to them as an individual. But what I'm saying is, song choice, Megan Thee Stallion, Tina Snow, got that big song called Freak, right? Okay? She's blowing up right now because of that song. Okay? But, here's the thing. Not saying whether I hate it or I love it or whatever, but what I'm saying is, if she was on some revolutionary stuff, nobody would be buying it. Or it would be too black for the label, basically. It'd be too revolutionary. You know, it would be too like Mos Def, you know. It'd be too black thought, you know. It would be too a female black thought, a female Mos Def, a female, she from Texas, right? So it would be even too black if she was a female Zero, you know, Mos City the Don, King of the Ghetto, you know, it'd be too black. But, you know, if she was more like him. And nobody would be messing with her like that. She wouldn't have the spotlight like she has it right now. And that's because of mainly white people. Well, it attracts white men, but mainly white people that wanna listen, or they like using black culture. Don't really like black people, but they use black culture. They want something to party. They'll turn on Montel Jordan, or whatever. This is how we do it. Or if they want, you know, a different style. They want something to dance to. Yeah, they want to turn on some Usher, but they really don't. They really don't like him. They don't respect him as a black man. You see what I mean? Getting to that paparazzi Hollywood stuff. Then they try to make you out to be something that you're not. Then you fall off and lose it all, and somehow, or you, your reputation is ruined. You know, then you, yeah. But yeah, Nicki. But see, this is the thing. I think Megan Thee Stallion got skill. But if she was more revolutionary, you know, things would be different. I think that in hip hop, the black, there's less blackness in it than you know. They only play hip hop when they want something to dance to get lit. That's it. Or smoke weed. That's it. There's no kind of it's not as black as it was. And I don't mean faces, I mean it's not as black as it was. I get people coming to the game that they're not black, but still they're showing their culture through the art form, so they really give respect to black people. But it's not as black as it used to be. That's why David Banner said that, you know, white people are actually more lyrical than black people. Because black, what do black people talk about? And then I'm just talking about the females right now. What do Cardi B, Megan Thee Stallion, and Nicki Minaj all talk about? They always talk about sex. They always talk about popping pee. And they always talking about, bouncing on some D and all this other stuff. And all the sexual stuff and whatnot. I mean, you got skill and whatnot. Yeah, you got skill, but you just don't have any substance. If you put substance in there, things would be different. Nicki Minaj has put a little bit of substance, but it's only on other people's records. It's not on the record. It's not on the song that plays on the video. I don't know what it means. I don't know what she's saying. I don't know. And it's not deep or nothing. It's just playing little word tricks and whatnot. But I would say more Tina Snow than Cardi B. Cardi B, she's a character. She could be a comedian. Cardi B, but then she would be a comedian 24/7, like Tiffany Haddish, you know, but not exactly like Tiffany Haddish. But yeah, her stuff doesn't make no sense. I would say both Cardi B and Nicki Minaj, their stuff don't make no sense. Missy Elliott's stuff made sense. She was the closest thing that you're going to get to substance, and Queen Latifah. That's the closest thing, and Debrat. That's the closest thing you're going to get to substance. Yeah, AMC Light, but that's back in the day. That's 90s rappers. That's 90s and 2000 rappers right there. Missy more 2000. But Queen Latifah, MC Light, I get popping off freestyles and all this other stuff, but not everybody's popping P. You know, that's all. That's the same thing. Everybody got a song out. Now you got these little, Instagram women. They got a song out. They a single. And what is a single about? Like, everybody can rap. Now they saying anybody can rap. It don't take no skill. That's basically what they're saying. It don't take no skill. But I see it's a male-dominated it's not a male-dominated culture. It's a male-dominated industry. And that's how they get in. They got to get in where they fit in. So they don't want to hear no Cardi B talking about no soldiers, you know. They don't want them to talk like no soldiers, you know, in the Panther, Army Panther or whatever. They don't want to talk about no Panthers, no none of that. No white supremacy, no none of that. They don't want to talk about that. You know, they don't, like a female version of dead presidents. They don't want that. They want them to sit right there, pop the pee in the booty shorts, as you, in a hot tub, and whatnot. Very colorful, very sexy, yes. Two thumbs up. I give you four thumbs up, if I had four thumbs. But lyrical side, I give you four thumbs down. I give you four thumbs down. You know, I give you four thumbs down. There needs to become a time where a female rapper come out and she sound with some substance. You know, some substance. We need substance from you women, particularly black women. Particularly black women. The hip-hop game, you should have total control. The only thing you shouldn't have control over is production. That's it. Marketing, things like that. Like, if that's the only thing they should give you advice on, is that right there. If you know, of course a producer gonna give you pointers or whatever, but they shouldn't be controlling the whole song, putting stuff in that you didn't authorize as an artist, things like that. Like, I told you to get rid of that. You put that in at the second verse. You know, people get real personal about that shit. then they end up breaking off the relationship, the business relationship. They don't mess with that producer anymore. Eminem has got more substance than a lot of black rappers these days, because you got Savage 21. He not even from here. Savage 21, he ain't from here. And you got all these little names and whatnot, and Uzi, and who is that? I mean, as far as lyricalness, you know, Dolph can spit, but everybody trying to be Dolph, or trying to be Gucci Man, trying to be, you know, that Atlanta clique that's always going back and forth on each other's songs. You got all these mumble rappers like Future. Future is a singer. He used autotune, but he's a singer slash, I would still say he's a singer slash rap artist. All he talk about is drugs and women popping pee. That's it. And that's what they want to hear. Well, that's what they want to sell. That's what the label wants to sell. Because that's what's selling. Then when it not sell no more. Because back in the day, you look at Uncle Luke, they put substance to what they were talking about. It wasn't just popping pee. They put substance to Yin Yang Twins too. They put substance to Baby Boy, I need shoes. Mama gotta work. You gotta do what you gotta do. Like, they used to put like lines like that together. Okay, even though they were talking about popping pee, still, they put lines like that together. You know, make it a little bit of substance. But this whole stuff, the only one I really respect is Tina Snow, Megan Thee Stallion. That's about it. And she's biting a little bit off of Tony Snow, but I don't know. But yeah, she's biting a little bit off of, you know, Sweet James Jones and Tony Snow, a little bit. I don't call it out, cause she ain't Beyonce. Beyonce steal from everybody. She don't care. Beyonce steal from everybody. But yeah, that's what they want to hear. That's what they want to see, especially in the hip hop game. Then you go over to the R&B. It's not like that. But yeah, so many girls on Instagram that they flash their ass and next they got a song out. You know, they their own backup dancer. They their own stripper in their own video. You know, this is Tip Drill Part 2. The remix. The ultra mix. Like, what is this? The video is slamming. Exciting. A lot of booty. But musically, just like Tip Drill was, not really. Not really. Cassie. Usually, like, if I, you know, went to Young Jeezy and had, hey, if I was working a radio show and they said, well, how about Young Jeezy? How we got Young Jeezy in the studio, whatever. You know, how you bust a rhyme on this beat? And he agreed to it and said, yeah. And I would think he would be talking about flipping O's and doing lots of shows and, you know, and stuff like that. You know, not talk about you, Puppy. I would expect that from the Yin Yang Twins. There's no real personality in it. All the women, you don't have to be sexy 24/7, you know, 7 days a week. You don't have to really do that. Because who is that? You know, Trina, that's another one that used to be real. I told y'all to get down now. Man, that's when you had a whole, you had Left Eye, you had Lil' Kim, you had Trina, you had MC Light, you had Queen Latifah, you had Missy Elliott. Yeah, you had a bunch of female rappers. The rap was kind of a little bit falling off, but at that, the 2000 era, but yeah, back in the day, yeah, you had I forget that lady, you had a bunch of female rappers, and I wouldn't say they're piggybacking, but they're just they're doing the same kind of music that the men were doing. So you had the men and the women, they could click up. Biggie and Lil' Kim, that actually worked. With Junior Mafia, that actually worked because they're both from New York. They both vibe from each other. She with a female version, the male version, you know. Yeah, we have Foxy Brown, Remy Ma. Now everybody want to talk about Pop and Pete. And then they end the video half naked. How does Cardi B go from a stripper 3 years ago doing her last shift to now still being a stripper but just talking over beats? How did that make sense? You know, how you do that? That's all I don't know. A lot of them said they ain't showing nothing unless you pay them. You know? Unless you pay them. I don't know about Nicki Minaj and Megan. That's why I said I respect her, because she's actually going to college at this moment. And have a music career. That's why I say I respect her more, and I respect her lyrical style. But Cardi B, no. Nicki Minaj, no. They need to bring all them old female rappers back. Latifah not gonna do another album because she went from being the blackest person on the planet, the blackest woman on the planet at the time, you know, with the dashikis and the hats and all that and the hair wraps and all this other stuff. Now she's the whitest person. She's the only light-skinned thing standing there. I don't care about her being gay. Who cares about that? That's her personal business. But she's a pimp, I say that. But yeah. Being going from the blackest revolutionary person on the planet to being the only light-skinned thing standing there, to be, that's like going from Malcolm X and now you're Stedman. You're still black, but you're not with us. You're a freaking traitor. Basically. But yeah, all them old, well, yeah. They used to be a little bit more substance in the music, especially in hip hop, and I just miss that, especially from the women. And then you have the men, Yachty, Lil Yachty, Lil Uzi, people like them. 21 Savage. 21 Savage, he got a flow, but he just ain't from here. You know, and who else I can think of, because I don't keep up. I like older rap, like Bun B and Pimp C, UGK, Zero. You know, some of them ones, you know, Pimp C, RIP, and a little bit of DJ Screw. I don't know him that well. More the older cats. I know Ace Hood, BG, who else I got? Gucci Man, Young Dolph, yeah, but them boy, some of them boy done switched up. Some of the boy done really switched up. And then now we got all the women, all they want to talk about is Pop and P and all this whole stuff, you know, all this whole stuff, like, you say you a queen, but then you say it hoster. I get, what's that girl that came with that song, the nastiest song in history? I'm talking about her neck and her back. Okay. And her crack and all that. You know. She wasn't that good with rapping. All she did, that was the start of it. That was more Two Live Crew. You know, more Uncle Luke kind of style of music. But not everybody's copycatting off of him that style and then not putting no substance to it. If you're going to talk about sex, put some substance to it. Tell a story. That's usually what people do. Yeah, Ghetto Barbie, that's another one. She was talking about beating that hoe with a picture. Like, that's kind of violent right there. The Thot Bop. I don't like the Thot Bop. Yeah, that's what... Yeah. The Thot Bop. Yeah, I don't like that junk. I don't like that junk at all. I tell you that. I think black women need to do better on that part. Be more lyrical. Talk about some revolutionary stuff. Talk about some black people stuff. You know, where's India Irie and Jill Scott? You know, cook up with them, boy. You know, do something more soulful. You know, you can still keep the rap style. And some of them females can sing. That's the thing. But they need to, yeah, the thought pop, that need to go. Get that out of there. Leave that with the pop, with the white pop.